Seduction, sex, lifestyle. For the true player at heart, Global SLR presents The Real Kings of Pickup. Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash Motherfucking Dibazar. Be the best and fuck the rest.
All right, everyone. Well, I'm Vince Hollywood Kelvin, known as Aphrodite's Prince and the Kissing Saint. This is The Real Kings of Pickup, and I'm here with my spiritual brother, Arash Zepar Dibazar. We were just in Los Angeles, in Hollywood. I witnessed his magic in a strip club. There is nothing like it in the entire world. So we're psyched tonight to have you guys on the call. How are you, Arash?
I'm doing really good, brother. It was really fun seeing you. I had a really good time. Every time I come over there, I really don't want to leave. Or if I leave, I want you to come here. So I think we need to close the physical distance and live closer to each other, because there's always there's a loss when I go away. Yeah, you know? And you know what's interesting? You know, we visited that magic shop, the witchcraft shop, right? And it keeps playing in my mind since I've gone. I randomly keep thinking about that moment, and the necklace that she gave me, or I got, or whatever. You saw how I got that necklace. Has had quite an impact in the last day or so. So, I don't know, I just wanted to throw that out, just so you know that it's been on my mind heavily. And yesterday we were doing something, and the necklace became very obvious during that moment, you could say, without going to the
detail. I'm wearing the same one right now.
You
know?
You are? You're wearing the same
phenomenal.
One? I'm wearing it too.
Yeah. Well, it's absolutely phenomenal, and the new level of pickup is above and beyond. Ideas are coming like non-stop. So I was thrilled today, because one of the things that I'm constantly refining and we're working on, you know, with Aphrodite, is to be able to just quickly scan a girl and notice where she's at to know when to pass or when to go for it. And today there was this girl right in front of me. And the appeal was there. I was kissing her neck, and then suddenly I started to feel a lot of like messed up energy in her belly. So I knew to pass. And this is something that was on my list of the skills I want to develop that's come to be. And for you guys, of course, there's a time when you fuck what you can. I think it's essential. But there's also a time when you constantly need to go back to a place of discomfort. To arise, to know when to pass, and so on. So anyway, that's where I'm at. Let's help you guys, and we're ready to take some questions.
Vince, it's Mitch. How you doing?
Mitch, awesome.
Good. Question. Was at a bar Friday, and there were two guys. You could tell they were very, very socially miscalibrated. I was talking to a girl, and two guys came over and started talking to the girl at the same time. I tried to block them off physically, but the girl knew one of the guys and was talking to him briefly. My question is, when another guy is really miscalibrated, and it's hard for me to explain how I know this, how do you interact with the girl and the guy to get the guy out of there?
Let me ask you, is this a girl that you brought with you, or you met her over there?
I met her over there.
How often have you used my preframe, you know, to start to demean other guys? The moment you start to talk to the girl, you go, wow, look at you. Sitting here, you're going to have to deal with a world record of imbeciles tonight. What's your best strategy or something? And then you demean the guys. You frame them, so the moment they arrive, you have that inside joke, you know, the vulture thing. Some of you guys on the line, you know what I'm talking about. How often you've done that, Mitchell?
I haven't. That's something I need to do and learn more
good,
about.
You know? Yeah, and so you want to start with that. When somebody is highly miscalibrated, you are not highly miscalibrated, and it's all about who will be more in tune with infinite freedom. Amogging has to do with, if something gets to you and you don't voice it, then it starts to bother you, and of course it makes the other guy, even if he's less calibrated, shine a little more. The woman will feel it. So at no point you can draw the conclusion that because of the presence of that guy or because of this, it's a problem. Because it causes you to contract and you lose some of your sex appeal. So watch for that. Watch for that. Bring yourself back into, like, it doesn't matter. Okay? It doesn't matter who those two imbeciles are and what they're doing. And I'm going to pass it to Arash because I've witnessed him, like, just, boom, tame people down in one shot.
And yeah, it's one of those calls, Mitchell. I consider it a battlefield out there. So this is part of it, you know? Like, sometimes you're going to have to just, okay, you know, I'm going to step off because there's two guys that are miscalibrated and they're going to beat me up, you know? So it's time to walk away. Sometimes the technique works. I really like this technique. I don't know if this is the exact same thing, but my version of it is simple. If you think you're going to be in a place like that, let's just say, for example, I'm at the strip club. Now, I don't use this, but I have. So, you know, there's levels of it. Like, as you get better, there's less need. But I'm going to share something, and I think it's almost exactly what Vince was saying, but I'm not 100%. So let me just say what I would do. Let's say I'm at a strip club, and I see guys with a lot of money. And I'm talking to the girl, and I can see the guy's about to come up, or there's a chance that he'll come up because he's been doing that. He's been walking around throwing money at everybody. And as we're talking, I say, listen, you're working tonight, and these guys, you know how they are. They're here. They don't get any pussy outside, and they're just going to throw all kinds of money. And that's good because that's going to pay for our drink later tonight. So should that happen as we're talking, I want you to make sure that you give them a little bit of attention because I get that you're working. You know what I mean? And I got other girls I got to talk to and stuff. And afterwards, after you milk him for whatever he's got, then let's chat again. Now, as I'm talking, the guy comes and starts throwing money. I look at her with the eyes like, this is your chance now. This is the one, right? And I kiss her on the cheek and I say, I'll talk to you later. And I walk off. That's something I would do as a technique to counter in the future. I haven't done it in a while. Outside of that, my frame is real simple. There's going to be some wins and some losses out there. So if I end up talking to a girl, guys come up, she gives them attention, she, you know, they start, you know, getting rid of me somehow, and they can, well, I just fucking chalk it up to a loss out there. I learn my lesson, and I, you know, keep my head up, chest forward, and I grab another girl. So this happens, you know, we were at the strip club this weekend, and, you know, I did some pretty amazing things, you know. I know I did some amazing things because I amazed myself, and I know what I'm able to do. So, however, in all of that, there were moments of losses that I don't know if anybody caught because the winds were so heavy. And so it's not like I was just batting 100%, bam, 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 just making. No, there were moments where I missed, and I was very aware that I missed. I don't know if anybody else caught that I missed because I just don't give it another second once it's done. I just move on so fast to the next thing. So that's really my strategy, is that it's never about that one girl. It's about having a really good time. It's about creating these interactions and enjoying and admiring myself when it's all over. And it's going to be times where you're going to get rejected and shot down and blown out of set or whatever the terminology you want to use. And for me, my advice is, get as much technique as you can under your belt to be able to handle these things, but approach it with the frame of mind that says, hey, this is part of it. You know what I mean? Almost like, okay, let me give you guys an example. I won't take it too long, but this is actually important. Two ex-students of mine who I taught how to teach fitness, two women, left IMC, and both of them spoke very negatively about me. They tried, I mean, like, they just went balls out. One of them, when she did that, I sent her a message and I said, I will share your naked pictures that you sent me and your texts with the world if you don't shut up. So she shut up. And the other one just shut up right away. I don't know what she thought I would do. Today, I was driving and I saw that they have actually now purchased a location. They were teaching from some other place, but they now have like a business, you know, somewhere in San Jose. And I looked and I was like, what the fuck? Like, these hoes were nothing, and I taught them how to teach, right? Now they're going to go in competition with me, so I felt this rage for a second. And I fucking went past the business, and I U-turned, and I came back. And then I thought to myself, exactly what I thought when Vince and I were about to do the first global SLR. I thought to myself, tonight, I'm going to take my women, and I'm going to show them this business. And I'm going to tell them, that right there is going to ensure that were number one. I want to make sure that you guys fucking know that these hoes went out there and they actually tried to compete with us. Now I'm going to show them why I've been in business for 19 fucking years and why I made them. And so I started to get really fucking excited about this shit, man. I'm so fucking excited, and I want them to stay in business so I can just annihilate them. I know what it takes to run a business like this. So in the best case scenario, you take what comes your way and you go, okay, this feeds me. Now I need to get so good so that one day I can, like Arash said, go from one set to the other, one girl to the other, and nobody will even notice that the girl didn't fucking talk to me. That's my advice.
Ooh. God, that's powerful. And you inspire me right away, Rush. There's one thing that's completely omitted, Mitchell, on your side, is that assumption that their presence or whatever they do or whatever they're about is greater than you. You can no longer do that. You need to be aware that the woman is not necessarily going to go, oh, my God, those two guys are phenomenal. How do you know that within seconds in her own mind she's going to be out? She's not going to be odd. Damn it, those two imbeciles are talking to me. They saw the guy was more interesting.
Well, Vince, that's the vibe I got from the girl.
Yeah, but where did you get it? Where did you get it? Fuck the girl, Michelle. Fuck the girl. You're letting the girl decide. And remember, people don't know what to decide. She's not in tune with truth. So you cannot let a facial expression or a response from a woman decide for you. And ultimately, the decision is within. And until you have the realization that the decision is within, everybody else will always decide for you. Even if she gives a little, and you don't know, you know. I will pass the next question right away to Arash, but I want to pitch in a little bit more right there. I've learned the lesson years ago. I suddenly hook up with this girl, and we're at a youth hostel, and we're kissing. And then we say, okay, let's go change. We meet and we go hang out. She shows up. Okay, I'm all excited. Suddenly we start to hang out. And there's a homeless guy that asks her a question. And she starts to have this long conversation with the homeless guy. And I go like, what the fuck? And I mean, I have a lot of buddies that are homeless, you know, but this guy is a fucking disaster and he stinks. And she's continuing to talk. And it puzzled me. I was like, no, why? And then I got it. I understood it when I saw myself doing something similar once. I was in the presence of this really famous motivational speaker. I really wanted to talk to him, but it made me a little nervous. And somebody that I didn't know came in that moment. And it was more comfortable for me to talk with that person that I didn't know than to hang in there and talk with the person I really wanted to talk to. So there are also those times when a woman starts to feel a sense of, this guy, and she doesn't know how to handle it. And then to regain social comfort, she will talk with a lesser guy in her own mind, and you cannot buy into whatever's happening. So the real challenge for everybody on the call, the only amogging that you got to be concerned with is the conclusion you draw within. Notice how you're shifting, Mitchell, which is great. You were able to assess that they were not calibrated. They were miscalibrated. But somewhere, somehow, you still gave them too much value. So you could have been laughing about it, let them talk even, go do a round and come back and go, where are your two friends? You know? Oh, guys, I'm back. My turn to interrupt this time. And that is what's really deciding. So never again decide that someone is better than you or has a greater chance. Don't stay there in a desperate way. But at least if you do just one thing, run that inside. Be aware internally of your own value in that moment. Because in that moment, you forget about your own value. So yeah, we take the next question and I pass it to Arash because I wanted to give that extra thing to Mitchell that came up. So who's next?
Thank you.
Of course. Thank you.
Hey, this is Chris. Chris from, Yoga Chris. And I'm curious, there was a woman and her daughter that came in to this hotel I was staying at. It was like after midnight. I was just walking my dog and was actually on my way back up to my room. And they come in. I was talking to the girl behind the counter. and they come in, and she wants to interact with my dog, so I strike up a conversation, blah, 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 and I'm about to leave. As I'm leaving, I'm like, yeah, why are you guys here? Basically just doing false time constraints. I keep pretending I'm leaving and re-engaging, and it turns out she's like, yeah, we're from California, blah, 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 and she's in town because her dad died, and she's there for a funeral. And immediately my fucking, like, whatever frame I was holding up or whatever, it just kind of, it was a real sinking feeling, and so I expressed some condolences and whatever, and I, you know, I mean, I don't think I was mistaken in feeling there was, like, a genuine connection there, like, it was a real thing, but I was kind of stumped at that point of, like, where to go with, what am I doing? I ended up, like, almost leaving, coming back, and, like, talking about, I had a friend that went through a similar situation, and I'm a yoga instructor, and I offered her some special meditation technique for it, so if you're interested. That's where I ended up going with it, but nothing came of it. So I was wondering your opinion if something like that happened or what I could have done.
I would totally go the yoga route, you know, genuinely. I would be like, listen, very sorry to hear it, my condolences, and, you know, death is a part of life. And I'm sure you already know this. I'm not here to talk, lecture you. However, I know that during this time, nothing happens by accident. And here we are talking. So, you know, I'm a traveling yogi from Ninth Limb. And it's a particular style of yoga which deals with blah, 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 blah. And I would love to send a gift for you. Absolutely free. Totally free. I'm moved to do this. If you'd like, I would blah, 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 blah. Boom. I would stop and see what she says. Oh, my God, thank you so much. I don't have any time. Okay, no problem. You have your phone on you? Cool. Here, let me give you my number. Go ahead and shoot me a text. If I pop up in your mind in the next couple of days, who knows, whatever it is, or later if you just want to have a conversation, there are certain breathing exercises, and, you know, yogis, they've pierced the illusion of life way back. I'm not saying I have. I'm not saying I haven't. I'm just telling you that there's a science to this. You never know. Sometimes, you know, things happen for a reason. And it'll be wise for us to take the opportunity that's in front of us. Here's my number. Boom. I will go. That's where I would go. And that's the end of it.
Amazing.
I was muted for a second. I'm detecting a couple deadly presuppositions that we need to replace right now. For those listening to the podcast afterwards, this is a time when you stop, you grab your pen, and you, take some notes. Okay? So, the first thing, you need a new blueprint, guys. And you need to understand that it will help you whenever you're about to interact with the world and women to pause for a second, maybe 5 to 30 seconds, and to remind yourself that it's very likely that some unexpected things are going to happen. And you make a little pact with yourself. You go, okay, check this out. You state your name. Okay, me, I would say, okay, Vince, I guarantee you that there's going to be unexpected things that are going to happen. So be prepared and be flexible. Okay. So first, remind yourself so you're not so surprised. As it happens, the second deadly presupposition is that because it's happening, that it's over. And it leads to the third deadly presupposition is to not know that, okay, even though this is happening, and even though I may have a moment during which I don't really know what to do, there are still plenty of people who connect despite of that. So you got to know. Like right now, I'm regaining my flow. But when suddenly it's time to click on the button that I always click on, and it's taking me to another page, and I need to click on forget your password, and we're already 5 minutes in the call for a split second because I didn't expect that, it jolted me, so I needed to regain my flow, but it doesn't mean it's over. I think that one core ingredient that's missing for everybody's pickup and also the pursuit of your dreams is resilience. You know, you turn around and assume defeat way too fucking soon. And last, how do you think we come up with those answers that you can present us pretty much any situation and we say, I would have said this or you could have said that. This is something that helps in the situation because we've been in similar situation, but we've been in similar situation, at least my own frame of mind in a different way. For me, if tonight something peculiar happens, like the other night we had this presentation here And suddenly there's a guy at the door, some dickhead that traveled 8 hours to try to get to talk to my ex-wife who doesn't even live here. Okay? I didn't expect that, but it didn't bother me at all, because I knew that with it would come the gift of knowing how to handle this even better in the future, just in case. So don't only be a comfort junkie where you only want those good situations that go somewhere. Be super excited when suddenly you are puzzled, because in that moment, it's your first exposure. Your mind will think about it. You will ask questions, and you'll know how to handle that in the future. The day it shifted for me, I had this girl in front of me with two gigantic boobs. She was a waitress, okay? And I told her she had a pen, two pockets, and a pen in each pocket, and the two big boobs. And I go, wow, you come fully equipped, being ambiguous whether I was talking about the tits or the pen, the double pen. Her answer was like, oh, yeah, I carry two pens because one was given to me by my husband. The only problem is that he doesn't like me to watch lesbian porn, so I carry another one of my lover who allows me to watch lesbian porn. At the end of her sentence, I went, file not found. I stared at her. Nothing came out. I tried to recover a little bit. But what was awesome is that the next day I had 10, 20 things I could have said that came to mind. And that day I made a pact with myself. I said, you know what? You got to broaden your frame of awareness, and you cannot be one of those guys who's only going to go, oh, did it work or did it not work? There's always something in the works. Okay? Remember this. It's no longer does it work, did it work, or it did not work. Is it working or is it not working? The real answer is there's always something in the works. Make it work. Okay? So there was another gentleman, I think it was Paul, that was ready to ask the question. So Paul, go for it, and I'll pass it to Raj.
Yeah, hey, Paul. Hey, this is Paul. Hey, Vince.
Hey, Vince. How are you?
Yes, I kind of had a situation not similar to Mitch's that much, but this happened over the weekend. I met a girl, started talking with her, and then I made a kind of a suggestion, you know, to do something else. And then she goes, she starts smiling. She goes, I like it here. And then she goes, come here. I want to come over. I want you to meet one of my friends. So I went and talked with the friend, and I figured, you know, that's probably a test or whatever. So I talked with the friend for a while. Then I talked with her later that night, too, and it ends up with, you know, I'll see you next time, you know, that she's going to come back to the same place which we were at. Yet the goal was to try to get contact information or so on. But, I mean, what happened was, I think she set the frame, and it went further, but is that bad? Do I need to try to do a reverse game to take that flow to go further? Do you want to try to, say, you know, block it somehow and flip it back? Like, what's the thing to do in that type of situation?
And just so I know what I'm answering, you were just trying to get a phone number? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, actually, I made a suggestion to do something else, just to find out what else you'd like before asking for the phone number. Yeah, and then that's where it came to. Like, I'd like you to meet one of my friends. She said, I like it here. And then she goes, I'd like you to meet one of my friends. And then the friend got pulled into it, which was a girl. She was a girl as well. So,
yeah. So what's the exact question?
Well, I guess, first of all, maybe I need some help determining what the exact question is. My question is, how do I take that further? It seemed like she set the frame and, like, it's still going, but it didn't go as fast as it should be with escalation, maybe, or just how to take that further.
Vince, maybe you can help with this, because let me tell you why it's difficult for me to answer it, because it's a very general question. Here's what it sounds like to me. You met a girl, you were talking to her, she said, here's my friend, let's talk, and then you're asking me how to pick her up. So that's a very, very big question, unless maybe Vince, because he knows you a little bit better, maybe he knows how to answer it, so I'll pass it on.
Okay.
Thank you. Okay, here's the first thing, and you're not the only one. You need to change at the core, because I detect that you're still doing pickup with the presupposition that there's going to be that girl. And Mitchell, probably you do the same, and probably most of you guys are doing the same. And it's amazing how ingrained that idea that that girl will be there is. Aphrodite's Prince, I was sharing that yesterday. I hear a female speaker, and she's like a year close to me, and she's telling a story that's very similar to mine. Suddenly, I hear a little voice in the back of my mind that still believes that maybe she's the one. I go like, fuck, Vince, what are you talking about? The one what? She may be one of the many. So for you guys, you got to remind yourself the same way you make that pact of unexpected things are going to happen. You guys, you need to start to check in with yourselves before you venture in the world to talk to women and establish a code of conduct. First thing on your code of conduct is going to be unexpected things are going to happen. As minimal as I say, let's go over there, and she says no. So I'm ready to play with that. It's not a problem. That's how it works. Second, I'm not there looking for the girl. I'm there to get really good with girls. So I'm going to go through a flow. The flow will include, like, we're not talking, we got to go, short conversation, some guys interrupting. All of that is part of your flow. Okay? It's not like you arrive, the girl, you talk to her, you make an invite, she says yes. Oh, wow, I got the girl. No, that was in the 1950s. It was the theme of a lot of movies. We're not in the 50s anymore, and those were just movies, gentlemen. Okay? That's not how it works. You need to eradicate that out of your mind, and most of all, at least start to detect it, because it's going to kick in gear. Second thing, after that, or third, if we follow that order, what you got to change is you still make an invite. It doesn't work this way. It's either that you decide, I'm going to go somewhere else, or I'm going to relocate, and you're strong in it, and you go, I'm going over there for a moment. Come, tag along, or you stay here, and I'll talk to you again. That's a lot more appealing than, hey, would you like to come over there? That's not pickup. That is dating to extend an invitation like that. Or you don't necessarily, the next thing is you are not probably not paying attention also, that she is fine right there, okay? What you want is an escalation. The relocation is optional, but you're not obligated to always merge them, move them, all those things. You do what works, when it works, how it works. And then finally, when she goes, oh, no, I'm going to stay here. I like it here. Instead of being puzzled, I would totally disagree out of laughter and then take it elsewhere. I would go, no, you hate it here. Or that's when you go, like, in kindergarten already, you stayed at the same spot for 17 days. I remember all the students and everybody were trying to move you, and you wouldn't move. You haven't changed a bit. Oh, my God. What are we going to do with you? Okay? And when she says, oh, let's go meet my friend, maybe you say, sure, why not? But fast, though, because I want to go over there for a second. Who's your friend? And you regain the lead that way. Most important was that first thing I told you, which is you're still going out thinking that there's that one girl. And the moment something happens, your mind goes like, oh, maybe that's her. You should do the opposite. You go, probably not that one. I don't know. Let me check her out for longer. But I want to talk to more girls. That would be a more solid frame for you to start with.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I felt she was looking for something. And I think that's what it was, like the more playfulness, or like the example you gave where...
Backwards. Why don't you register what was being said instead of voicing things that will once again lead you astray? Okay? Because right there, you're making all the... You're shifting from I'm puzzled to here I am, I'm the expert. Okay? Any of the thoughts that come up when you're doing this, go, just hang in there. Talk a little bit more. You're dissecting too much.
Okay.
And what you said is still a reminiscence or a residue of that frame of that girl thinking that she's special. When I start to talk to a girl, I'm too preoccupied with what's going on with me, where I'm going, what's happening with me, and my sense of the moment than to try to psychoanalyze so I have everything in place so whatever I may say next is going to be correct. Be willing also to be completely off with girls. Be willing to say, you are this and that. And she goes, no, absolutely not. And you go, well, you should be.
The new year is right around the corner. We know you want better and more at all levels. But let's face it, the odds are not in your favor. And let's be honest, unless you remedy with all you got, it would probably be the same old shit, different year. So time to truly change. As seen on CNN, This Is Life with Lisa Ling, The Seduction Game, also featured on Sky TV with comedian Carl Kierperson, The Moaning of Life. The most potent, popular, and best-priced 7-day training on the planet. The Initiation. Total Manhood Makeover for total social and personal success. Las Vegas, January 16th to 22nd, 2017. Led by true legend, number one pickup artist on the planet, Vince Hollywood Kelvin, and revolutionary philosopher and best seducer in the world, Arash Zipar Divazar, and the best healers on the planet, such as shaman James Hyman and occult expert Frank White. Imagine 3 days in the depth of Nevada's desert, Alpha Camp, to strengthen your survival skills, tap into your true warrior nature, and arise spiritually to harness powers you didn't even know you had. With board breaking, fire walking, chakra clearing, NLP, hypnosis for total success programming, and the most hardcore step-by-step military-style training to masterfully and flawlessly attract and bed the women you always desired. Then relocation for the following 4 days to the city that never sleeps, where everything goes, Las Vegas, Nevada, for around-the-clock pickup from nightclubs to malls, streets, casinos, including a visit to an adult convention. Expect only the very best results, not only with women, but in all areas of your life. Fuck excuses. It's your life, and the clock is ticking. Accepting applications and registration now by going to www.vegasinitiation.com or call our 24/7 hotline 1-323-309-3219. But hurry, we work with a sliding scale, and rates are subject to increase. So stop sitting on your ass before you're drawn into the abyss of excuses and regrets. Act now. Women and your new life are ready for you. Vegas, baby, Vegas. See you in Sin City for the real success you have been craving your whole life.
Next question, gentlemen.
So pretty much, I was going to say, so there's kind of like that thin line between, pretty much you want to get investment from the female. You want her to comply, but a lot of the time you get that, you'll get that response that you want from somebody you may not be that attracted to, or once you do get it, it can kind of take away, you know, sometimes we like to chase. And so how do you kind of condition yourself to put investment over, you know, looks or these other things? You know, how do you put investment as the main value but still have that attraction for her, if you get what I'm saying?
I actually don't get what you're saying. Can you explain it so I do get it? I didn't get it.
Yeah, so pretty much it's like I want to have investment. You want to make sure that she's invested, willing to follow, willing to trust you, and do all of these things.
Yes.
But a lot of the time, you can be blinded by that from looks or different things, or a lot of the time, you'll have 3 girls giving you the investment, but you're going after this girl where you're in the process of trying to get it. So how do you condition yourself to give attention and validation to those girls that are giving it to you, rather than being lost in the next one who's being kind of challenging or, you know? Basically, yeah, how do you condition yourself for that? Because I just noticed that it's like, man, I want to like her. She's doing the right things, but the attraction isn't strong. How do I, you know, say, you know what, this investment is more important than these other things? Because they are to a degree, but, you know?
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Are you, by chance, on my Diamond Mind program?
I'm not, and that is a 2017 goal that must happen. That's impossible.
Well, because, and the reason why I'm asking you that is because I can tell, okay? I just finished the 64th or 65th video for it right before this call. And, boy, I'm here trying to diagnose the best answer, because there's a lot of answers in this. I would say, now, listen, you've only given me a short statement of your condition. So I'm going to, based on not necessarily what you, well, kind of what you said, but more of the tone of voice and how you said it, give you an answer that I think will help you best. However, I am saying this, in the beginning so that I may be off, okay? I may be off. So listen to it first. If it doesn't fit, don't wear the shoe, okay? If it fits, then I nailed it. All right, but I do recommend get on the goddamn program, okay, because I can hear a lot of things in there. So here's, based on what you said, here's what I'm going to tell you. We're looking here. Again, if it doesn't fit, don't wear it, all right? But we're looking here as what it looks like is a lack of self-respect for you, a lack of understanding how important and valuable you truly are, how important and valuable your mind, the treasure called your mind, actually is. How important your personal existence and life is. How important you having the experience of a king, a god, somebody who is sovereign, who lives by their own laws and rules and gets the best of life. How important that is. To me is missing here. Because once that's there, you will never, never, ever chase some fucking hoe who doesn't give you her attention. You will spit on her name when you see it. Me? I will never look at a bitch who can't see or appreciate my value. I lose all interest, my dick shrivels up, my eyes frown, and I turn away and I fart on her face and I walk away. There's no fucking way a woman not giving me attention will gain anything from me besides a boot in the fucking head, mentally, not necessarily a middle kicker in the head. That's my diagnosis. Outside of that, I could be totally off. We totally don't have that, but that's what I got to say, and I would recommend you're waiting to open a treasure chest that fills. And you don't have access to the earlier treasure. This is what people are missing. You just missed the free gift I gave for Christmas. You will never get it. That's it. It's done. It's over. Do you understand that? Like, it's not available anymore to you. If I was a man listening to Arash talk, I would have a problem with what I just heard. Because there's a testimonial right now that says, testimonial to special Christmas Diamond Mind gift. Listen, the lecture from the Forbidden Teaching event that was sent as a gift to us Diamond Mind subscribers was exceptional. The analogy that Arash gave between the mind and a gun was phenomenal, and it literally opened my eyes and broadened my understanding of my mind and how much power I have over my life. He also explained frames. Now I understand frames 20 times better, and I will definitely use it to improve situations that I will have to face in life. It was a phenomenal teaching. Bravo. Phenomenal teaching. Great job, Arash. If you didn't get it, then you missed out. Sign up, don't lose out anymore. Thank you for the gift. This is by Royce Williams. Listen, bro, you can never see this lecture, just so you know. That is it. For the rest of your eternity, you don't have access to this unless you find someone who's going to pirate it to you. So that's what you're missing. It's not little. My knowledge is not little. My knowledge will match Zeus. My knowledge would match Apollo and Hermes and Aphrodite, and all those guys, Poseidon, I will put them in my pocket. You need to know who I am. So don't take lightly, okay? Do what you can. I pass it on.
Definitely. And can I just say, you definitely nailed that diagnosis. Definitely, I think you nailed that.
Two quick things. Number one, I've noticed a profound difference, gentlemen. When I'm on the Monday call, and Arash is answering, and I'm thinking about what my answer would be, I completely miss out on the gift shared by Arash. Now, the art of listening. So then there's times, like right now, where even though the answer is not directed at me, I take it in completely. Which leads me to encouraging you guys to understand that part of the challenge you encounter with your pickup is that you're starting to build a $1 million home in the crappiest
and most dangerous neighborhood. So the first thing you need to go to do is exit the old neighborhood, so to speak. This is a metaphor. Okay, wherever you live, this is not what I'm talking about. But what I'm talking about is that you need to pause for a second and know that what will propel your pickup more than ever before is to know that probably all of the frames of mind that you have brought in with you to come to learn pickup are completely false. Any conclusions about you, what you can do, what you cannot do, women, how it works, what should be done, what should not be done, what can be done, and so on, they're false. Now, if you don't spend the time to at least acknowledge that, so then you can get rid of that and you can embrace higher learning, then you're dragging that with yourself and like thinking about something else while somebody is giving you pure gold, you miss out. Okay? So everybody should commit that into this new year, you're no longer going to drag those old conclusions. And even if you study a little bit of game, your conclusions are still polluted because you're dragging, you're looking at the universe through a peephole. And what you need to do is move on the other side, no more peephole, so you can really register. And then you'll see it in a whole new light and everything will become easier. Okay, you must also put in the work. I heard one glimpse of Diamond Mind the other day when Arash was here. He gave one, I think, actually, I was doing a live stream. He gave one exercise that he gives in Diamond Mind. I've been doing it every single day. It's absolutely surreal, insane, and that's a glimpse. That's a glimpse. So I can't imagine how impactful it will be, but you need to know that you are operating from a shitload of principles that are completely off and polluted and come back to the core frames. You are testing the girl. Go back to this testing. Okay? You're the boss. You're in front of her. What she says, does, is not really to your liking. And also notice the scarcity. A flow. There's plenty other ones. And all the assumptions made. So anyway, before we take the next question, Rash and I have something very special for you guys. Most of you are probably going to miss it, but on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m., we want to thank, along with Frank White, the three of us, all of our followers and fans and friends all around the world. So we are going to do an hour and a half of a video global streaming for free, and then you'll be able to get the recording of it for free. That's our end of the year thank you gift to you guys. So it's this Wednesday, which quickly 26, 27, the 28th, 6:30 p.m. Contact us for the links and so on. We have time probably for one final question, one or two more questions, and then I'll make a little announcement.
Yeah, my name is Scott. I'm a friend of Mitch Fischler, who's been part of the pickup community for some time right now, and I'm sort of on the periphery at this point, but I'm very interested in becoming a part of the community. I'm actually unique in the fact that I am married, and my objectives might not be in line with a lot of your objectives, but I see the power in pickup on a global level for men of all walks of life. Single, married, divorced, and I just wanted to say that be great to be able to expand this. The world really needs this, and it'll be great to really expand this for men and to just to bring it out for just to really, really expand it into more of a universal thing. And, you know, I'd like to be, you know, a part of that and contribute to this and see where it takes me and see what it can do on a more universal level for, you know, not just people, you know, for people of all walks and situations, for men of all walks and situations.
Yeah. I have something to say. I don't know if Arash, you have something ready, but...
I do, but you go and I'll go.
Okay, well, Scott, so I know you were introduced to this from Mitch, so thanks for taking that step. Props to you for voicing also. You know, many of the gentlemen that join our calls, there's always so many more people than we know it. I have the statistics in front of me that tend to not voice something. So that's awesome that you're voicing. This is, gentlemen, a wonderful attitude. You just voice something, even though you knew. At the same time, I've been married 5 times. The longest I've been teaching pickup and assisting men while married was 5 years, my second wife. So it is way more compatible than you can even begin to imagine. At the level of it being universal, it is already so much more universal than anyone could imagine. You know, there are women that we assist. There are business people that come to us. There are Hollywood people that come to us. So from the outside, it may seem, oh, okay, pick up. It'd be great to stretch it. It's already been done. I think the real change that must happen, which is independent from us, we can encourage it, but it is controlled by the individual, is for men to shift and no longer just be interested. Because we live in a day and age of such comfort. You know, I gave my father a book about all the significant events in history during the past 100 years. He loves that kind of stuff. Many fathers tend to like that kind of stuff. And something occurred to me is the level of daringness, all those who were part of significant moments and revolutions during the past 100 years had to demonstrate the risk taker that they were. And we don't know what it's like to be a risk taker at that level anymore in this day and age. So my recommendation would be, tap back into your own true nature of being more than interested, okay? Nobody want a girl who's a little bit interested. It's that surrender, which is also directly connected with self-trust. Then it's about absorbing the core structure. I had a gentleman once who contacted me. He said, I don't know about your pink hair. I said, well, I do know about my pink hair. And he was laughing. I had to tell you about me. I'm 67. I've been married for 20 years. For the past 10 years, we've been roommates. I cannot stand it anymore. Can you help me? A friend of mine says, you can help me, but I'm definitely not going to go to nightclubs or walk like you. I see you in your videos, walk around and talk to girls. Can you help me? I shared with him some pure pickup stuff, really pure pickup, okay? Because you got to pick yourself up every day, and then whatever woman or people are around you that you want them to still be with you, you got to pick them up too. It's the art, and you got to get them even more powerful to pick themselves up. Within a week, he called me back and he said, "Oh my God, it's pure magic. I'm in my honeymoon." I said, "There you have it." Okay, so I pass it to Arash now, and after that, we're going to wrap our call for tonight.
Yeah, thank you for expressing yourself the way you did. That was great. A few points on it. One. It's beyond global. This is a worldwide movement. I remember when I first walked into the Church of Scientology. I'm not a Scientologist, let me say that. I was. I'm not. But I do study L. Ron Hubbard's teachings, and I admire him greatly. So I just say that just because, you know, I need to say that. But when I first walked into the Church of Scientology, I was like, you guys have been here? What the fuck? Like, this technology exists? Oh my God, the world's got to know about this, right? I remember when I picked up the book, The Mystery Method, I looked around, there was nobody there, and I was like, wait, what? There's a book on how to get women, and people they're not using it? I remember when I found Buddhism, I said, this religion is, okay, on and on and on. It was new to me, but it was sitting there for years, centuries on some of them. And I was so excited, right, to get it out to the world. And very quickly the world came to me and reminded me why it's such a shitty place. People don't want to get better, or they don't want to put the time in, or they allow people who would stop them to stop them. Now, the fact that you're married, and then I say you now, I'm no longer just talking to you. I'm not talking to the entire planet, because that's who I talk to when I talk. The fact that somebody's married is more reason why they need this, because your days are numbered, my friend. I have been predicting people's relationships ever since I stepped into this thing. Now, to you, I am new, so you don't know. But ask anyone who knows how accurate I am in my prediction of women. I'm 100% accurate, actually. Your days are very numbered, if you're married, gentlemen. You are on your way to destroying your life, because marriage, the way that it's being done, is against nature, against God, or whatever you believe in. It doesn't work. And we all know this. This, the way that we teach it, has very, very, very little to do with getting the woman. In fact, listen to all the podcasts and count the number of techniques we've given on how to have sex, how to kiss, how to get a woman. And it has everything to do with your internal subjective universe and your mind and your communication and getting to a point where you eradicate, burn, and throw away all the limiting ideas and beliefs that you have that prevent you from fulfilling your own desires as a man, whether that would be business or relationship, whether that would be physique or education. That's who we are, and this is what we do. And when it comes to self-help, the legendary Hypnotica, who is a legend in our community, said it best. He said, I've done all, and this is paraphrased, he said, I've done all kinds of self-help, but nothing like pickup has been as powerful as pickup in making myself greater. Because this is the subject where you could be the greatest fighter in the world, and I know some of them, watch UFC, they're my friends. You could be the greatest actor in the world, I know some of them, watch TV, I know some of those people. Musicians, I know some of them. But when you come face to face with a woman, as a man, you have to face your own limiting rejections and fears and insecurities and doubts. And it doesn't matter how many people have beat up in the ring, how much money you have in the bank, or how good your voice sounds, it doesn't matter. A woman will bring out your weaknesses, because by nature, yin and yang, the female energy is designed to test and try to destroy the male energy of the universe. And if the male energy does not allow it to do that, then you have a correct balance. So this is for everybody. If you don't have a girlfriend, you don't need pickup as much as someone who has a wife. Because you not having a girlfriend have the potential of every single woman you haven't met yet to be your woman. But if you have a wife, you are restricted by your conditioning and society that you now have to make that one woman happy, which you will never do, and go against your own nature to be with other women. You are doomed. This is for men who are married and have girlfriends. If you don't have a girlfriend, you still have the rest of your life to fuck anybody you want. But if you have a girlfriend, or if you're married and you bought that frame, that's how it's supposed to be, my friends, you are no longer a man. You are now being lived off of as a leech does. That's what I have to say.
Brother, I want to do something right now for those who call all the time. Gentlemen, in a moment the recording will stop, but we will stay on the line for about 10 minutes, and I'm going to help you to better understand the true nature of lust. The definition of lust in the dictionary is an intense desire for sex that leads to action. So if you want women to lust for you, stay on the line for just a few minutes, and also the essence of sex appeal. It's not easy for a man to know what makes you sexy, you know, but there is sex appeal available within that can appeal to women even more greatly. So if you want to boost your appeal, stay on the line. I'll finish the call tonight, since the gentleman said, oh, it'd be great, global, and so on. Yeah, there's a video I want everybody to watch here. The video was filmed in 1995 in Paris. It was a friend of mine. I didn't call myself a pickup artist, but you hear him and his wife with a VHS camera saying that all I'm doing during this vacation is to talk to girls. And then they filmed two of my interactions.
And the second interaction, I pull the girl and I disappear on them and they look for me forever. You still see them wandering around an hour after with their camera trying to find me. And, well, I was in bed with that girl. That video was filmed in 1995. At some point, the guy, without knowing it, predicted, he said, you're witnessing history in the making. And that's, you know, just happened. Okay. So right now, there is history in the making. I filmed another video the other day, and I'm going to save it. I'm not going to show you the video. We will see that video probably in 5 to 10 years from now, in which I predict exactly what's about to be. But I'm simply going to tell you this, gentlemen. At some point, the Beatles got in trouble because they said that they had become bigger than Jesus Christ. Tonight, I'm going to say we're becoming bigger than the Beatles and bigger than Jesus Christ. So that's what to come. We end the call. Thank you, brother. And we see you guys on Wednesday. Wednesday, 3:30 p.m. Awesome. You get the entire live stream for free globally. And then you get the recording as well. And it's going to be Frank White, Arash, and myself. Everybody else, you want to stay on the line to learn more about lust? Then I'll give you a bonus 10, 15 minutes tonight on lust. Meanwhile, thank you for the listeners of the podcast.
You've been listening to The Real Kings of Pickup with Vince Hollywood Kelvin and Arash Motherfucking Divazar. Brought to you by www.globalslr.com. Call live every Monday at 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to get your questions answered.
Just dial 701-801-1220.
Then enter 129-779-160.
Followed by the pound key.
To get your free pickup starters kit, go to www.seductioncoaching.com now. And remember, stay sexy.